Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Wednesday, March the 31st, 2021, and I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on with me, and with that, I'm going to let him just lead it here. Go ahead, Jim. What's the latest?
Stu, thank you. We're hearing a lot about mass shootings, for example, in Boulder, but before that, Sandy Hook, Orlando, Parkland, Las Vegas. We're hearing a lot about those mass shootings. But in fact, the real mass murders aren't at those school shootings, but from the use of this coronavirus vaccine, where the risks of the vaccine are greater than the virus, but the CDC is not telling us. I'm going to begin with a review of what we know about the vaccine and the virus that you're not hearing from the mainstream media that could affect your life, the life of your loved ones, including your children, and the future of this nation and even of the world. Here are the key considerations. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated. That means they couldn't possibly have an actual vaccine that cures it because they don't even know what it is. So the vaccines don't cure it, but they suppress symptoms. Those who are vaccinated, therefore, are not cured, but are capable of transmission. These are not traditional vaccines, which introduce a weak strain of the virus so that your body can develop antibodies. Instead, they use mRNA, which performs the feat of gene splicing. Frankly, until now, I hadn't realized it was possible, even though I've done a lot of research in related areas. Turns out the risks of the vaccine are greater than of the virus. They are only authorized on an emergency basis, which means that, for example, if you have a life insurance policy and your spouse, you or your spouse die because of a COVID vaccine, because it's emergency, you won't be covered. I mean, ask yourself, how could they cover experimental? The vaccines are experimental. They're only authorized on an emergency basis, and your life insurance won't cover it. How could they? They wouldn't know what experiment you are going to subject yourself to. So beware. Meanwhile, Tony the Rat Fauci says the vaccinated still need to wear masks. Well, that doesn't make any sense. We thought if we were vaccinated, we'd be free of it. But it doesn't cure us, and we're still transmissible if we have it. But there are reasons to doubt there even exists such a thing as this COVID-2 virus, and that it may be they merely reclassified the seasonal flu. Here's a statistic that'll shock you. During the 2019-2020 flu season, there were 38 million cases of the flu. During the 2021 flu season, 1,822. So do you think we somehow, 38 million cases of flu just disappeared? No. They reclassified them as COVID. This is fear porn. Listen to what the CDC tells you to worry about if you get the vaccine. Here are the possible reactions according to the CDC. Swelling, pain or redness at the injection site, fatigue, fever, headache, muscle pain, joint pain, chills, swollen lymph glands, general unwell feeling, nausea, and vomiting. Well, that doesn't sound so bad, right? Except what the CDC isn't telling you from Europe. 2,964 people have died from adverse drug reactions from the COVID vaccine. 162,610 have been injured. This is true of all the different vaccines. I'm only going to give you the number for the Pfizer because it's overwhelming. 7,604 blood and lymphatic system disorders yielding 15 deaths. 4,636 cardiac disorders yielding 276 deaths. 22 congenital, familial, and genetic disorders, 2 deaths. 2,941 eye disorders, 2 deaths. 23,074 gastrointestinal disorders, 125 deaths. 72,072 general disorders, 957 deaths. 102 hepatobiliary disorders, 12 deaths. 1,928 immune system disorders, 11 deaths. 6,020 injections and infestations, 275 deaths. 2,198 injury, poisoning, or procedural complications, 32 deaths. 4,565 investigations, 111 deaths. 1,567 metabolic and nutritional disorders, 49 deaths. 37,365 musculoskeletal and connective tissue disorders, 22 deaths. 55 neoplasm, benign, malignant, or unsuspected, 3 deaths. 44,993 nervous system disorders, 185 deaths. 81 pregnancy or preternatural conditions, 2 deaths. 3,742 psychiatric disorders, 28 deaths. 525 renal and urinary disorders, 37 deaths. 8,788 respiratory, thoracic, and metatestinal disorders, 294 deaths. 10,808 skin and subcutaneous tissue disorders, 18 deaths. 229 social circumstance, 6 deaths. 69 surgical and medical procedures, 4 deaths. 4,820 vascular disorders, 74 deaths. None of that is mentioned by the CDC. Not only that, but we now have additional reports, post-jab reports of blindness, double vision, blurred vision, which are all indicative of brain damage. If you go online, you know, a video about AVERS, A-V-E-R-S, this is the adverse reaction to the reporting system, which, by the way, only reports 1% because it's voluntary. Blindness and vision issues, losing of sight, tunnel vision, blurry vision, and more. Very serious. Now, let me just mention, the guy more responsible for all of this than anyone else, Tony the Rat Fauci, in 2008, authored a paper on the Spanish flu. And he and his colleagues discovered that most of the deaths from the Spanish flu, tens of millions of people died, were not from the flu, but from bacterial pneumonia. Well, guess what promotes bacterial pneumonia? Wearing masks. Meanwhile, Fauci is out there saying the new surge in COVID-19 cases has three main causes: travel, new variants, and premature rollbacks of public health restrictions, all contributing factors to the uptick, according to Anthony Fauci. Well, the problem is Anthony Fauci is out there telling the public false stories that are going to make them worse, not better. Stu, my assessment is this man is going to be responsible for more death and devastation in America than all of our foreign enemies combined. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Emperor Hirohito, for example. Anthony Fauci will have committed more deaths. He will turn out to be the greatest mass murderer in American, perhaps even world history. This guy.
Well, him and Gates and, God, all of them. I think it's Gates they got in India, arrest warrants for him for murder. I think that's where they have him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These people don't need arrest warrants here, but this is our so-called government, Jim. I mean, this is bizarre what they're doing. It's just execution time, they think.
Now, Stu, there's real mass murder being committed by Anthony Fauci using mass social distancing, lockdowns, all that, driving people crazy. You need fresh air. You need social interaction. You need sunlight to stay healthy. He's opposed to all of the above. Meanwhile, the mainstream media is telling us about a shooting in Boulder where 10 persons are supposed to have died, including a police officer. We have photographs of the suspect who's claimed to be 21, but he's got a big bald spot on his head. Looks to me like he's around 35. So it doesn't look as though they can get even more basic elements correctly. We also have witnesses, typical of events of this kind, who are saying we can't even be safe going to the grocery store, but he can barely suppress a smirk. This is reminiscent of Sandy Hook, where Robbie Parker came out of a building all laughing and jocular and then saw the press assembled. stopped hyperventilated to get into character and began talking about his daughter Emily, who allegedly had died the day before, having the presence of mind to mention her donation website. Stu, that's very much in the minds of these alleged Sandy Hook parents, their donation websites. They can remember every detail of that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the police officer who's supposed to have died is named Eric Talley. Well, I have a wonderful colleague with an extensive background in law enforcement, Danny Saris. And because information about law enforcement officials is public, he's done an extensive search. Here's what Danny wrote to me right off the bat. Dr. Fetzer, I ran this guy through the database. His reported name is Eric Talley. I checked all the guys in his age group. He is not showing up. There are a few in Colorado with a name, but no matches to the man in the report below. They say he's an 11-year veteran of the department with 7 kids. No one like this comes out in the database searches. I looked at 2 men in his age group with this name in Texas as well, not him. The rest are too old. The ones who were close all turned out to be someone else. Photos don't match, backgrounds don't match, not the guy they're showing on TV. Plus, none of them are police. If you listen to the report below, it appears to look very scripted. No info about what happened or about the suspect yet. This looks like a false flag as of right now. We need the suspect's name to see what's going on. It's not been released yet. So you can see Danny was all over this right from the beginning. Meanwhile, Facebook scrubbed the page showing the supermarket shooter was anti-Trump, pro-refugee activist. They make him out to be a white Christian Trump supporter, but he's the opposite. Turns out his name is Ahmed Al-Assa. He was born in Syria. He was anti-Trump, supported refugees. He even was a fan of ISIS. And it turns out, remarkably, that when you look at immigrants who come to the United States, the shooting since 2000, 16 of the last 34 mass shootings, 47% were committed by first and second generation immigrants, too. That suggests that if you want to cut down on the crime rate, cut down on immigration. But, of course, Biden's going all in. Now, it just turns out that at Boulder, there was a stunning video that was put together by a journalist who just happened to be on the scene. And he's rushing up to the door of the supermarket. There's a man standing there who's actually texting. He's texting, Stu. He's not showing any anxiety. The journalist is dropping a lot of F-bombs. He's very excited. He's actually the only one I'm going to describe who shows any emotion or concern. He sees a body out there lying by the shopping carts outside of the building where there's a car parked where it should not be. There's another body out in the street. He turns to the guy who's texting and he says, "Is a shooter here?" And he gives his thumb and that he's inside. The guy says, "Oh my God." And he steps inside. There's another body lying there. And he starts to back up and then he hears 2 shots, 2 rather loud gunshots. Stu, let me say about the shots. This guy was supposed to be using an AR-15, but they sound like blanks being fired from a handgun. There's no way these are AR-15 shots, which are high velocity and, you know, make a very distinctive sound. So he goes around the building looking for more. He actually, there's a longer and a shorter version of the video. He actually goes all the way behind the building, and there are 2 from apparently customers there, an older woman and an older man with a shopping cart. They seem completely unconcerned. He comes back, looks around. There's a SWAT team there, but they look like they're having tea, or maybe better yet, coffee and donuts. It's very, very strange, too. In fact, it turns out that they converge on him, and they're more concerned about getting him out of the area than they are about dealing with the active shooter. He's got all this. He notices that they're not even from Boulder County. They're from Jefferson County. It looks like they were doing some moonlighting. There's crime scene tape up there already, very fast work, reminiscent of Sandy Hook. Well, we have a photograph of the crime scene vehicle already on the scene. and where we know it's before the event has occurred because the classroom windows, the windows of classroom 10 are intact, but after the event they're shot out. And so the crime scene vehicle is there before the event, and there's crime scene tape up before the shooting has even taken place. I mean, it's just embarrassingly bad, Stu. Now, this journalist, I did a show with David Zublik about it today. We went through the longer and the shorter video, and we thought we'd bring in the journalist. Well, it appears the journalist doesn't know what he did by capturing all of this fraud taking place before his very eyes. He seems to think it was a real shooting. I am really astonished by that, Stu. But what it means, of course, is that all the mass shootings we're told about are not real. They're intended to promote the Biden gun control agenda, which we last left off with Barack Obama. And, Stu, I would point out, during the years that Trump was in office, we didn't have this nonsense taking place. But because the Democrats want to promote the gun control agenda, they're bringing them back. However, I don't think there's a chance they're going to succeed for the following reason. Last summer, we had all the riots and looting and arson, and the Democrats were promoting defunding the police. That sent the message to every American that if you want to defend yourself, you cannot count on the police. In fact, it takes about 20 minutes on the average for police to respond to an emergency call, but the mayhem tends to occur in the first few. So if you call the police because they have guns and you don't, while you're waiting for them to show up, your daughter may have been raped, your wife murdered, and you mugged. You have to have the ability to defend yourself. And the very idea that after proposing defending the police, the Democrats are going to go after our guns is insulting, beyond the belief. I'd also point out that I have a colleague who superimposed a 2016 electoral map over a 2014 murder distribution map. And Stu, the killings are all occurring in areas controlled by the Democrats because they create gun-free zones where the perps know they can go out and shoot anyone they want and no one's going to be there to oppose them. This is the failure of Democrat policies, and now they want to do this for the whole country. I say no. When they come for our guns, the time has come to use them.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you 100% there. Now, one general, not general, but he was Secretary of Defense underneath Trump, did not obey Trump's order to send the military in for to stop the burning and lootings that went on out there in Oregon and Washington, in Seattle. So I consider that guy to have committed treason and sedition by not following the orders as a military commander. Now, that's first. I want to say something about the police because I haven't said it yet over the radio. I was arrested illegally, folks. I've been being stalked by FBI. This is Division Number 5. This combination of police department personnel and highway patrolmen and so on and so forth and FBI. And they operate out of the FBI. It's the Strzok. Remember Strzok who testified in those hearings trying to set Trump up, very arrogant. This is the kind of people that are following me around. So I've had this one gal on me. I keep seeing her dark blue Volkswagen Rabbit or whatever it is, four-door. That's one of the famous cars they like, and they like these SUV black four-door SUVs. Now, this female has been stalking me for about 10, 12 days I've seen her. Because I write down the license numbers, and I've been using a video camera that I hold in my hand, shove it in the cigarette lighter real quick, and it kicks it on, and it comes out pretty well. Well, I have the video evidence of her stalking me for days before. Well, I see her swinging around in behind me when I pulled a fast one to hide myself, hide my car, to get a couple licenses that I knew were turned in there on me. And it's been going on. It's the same repeated license plates. They're running the shifts. And this is what they were doing. Well, this one, I see her swinging, sneaking around. So when I leave the place I was at, you know, there she is. So I pulled up to her, and I had the camera on. And I told her, I said, listen, I know you've been stalking me. I'm tired of seeing you around. So get lost, or you're going to get hurt. I have the legal right to stop them from stalking me, whoever it is. So anyway, I left. She's on me. I make sure that she can't turn. because I waited till the light turned turn signal red, and then I took off and I went down the highway. Well, I'm going down a stretch of highway, Jim, and I can see a couple miles back she's stuck behind some pickup truck. And by the time I turn where I'm turning, and I didn't exceed the speed limit, I just drove. She was on top of me at a light. I mean, she had to be doing 70, 80 miles an hour in the 35 or 40 mile an hour zone to get up with me that quick. She's right on my butt. So I move over in the other lane. She moves there with me. And I'm going 2-3 miles an hour. And it continues, lane to lane, 2-3 times we do this. So I pull in the parking lot. And I turn around the back of the parking lot, and I brought her back in. And she's sitting in the middle of the exit where I could go. So I picked up the telephone. And I called the police and said, I have a stalker stalking me, folks, stalking me. And I've got it all on video, and I've got the recording of the police, me telling them that I'm here in the parking lot, I'm going over to St. Mary's Hospital, or the over there. I'll meet you over there. Okay, so I started out the parking lot. There was a cop right there, motorcycle. So I pulled back in the parking lot because it was in front of a restaurant, a bunch of people out there. And this cop screaming, don't get out of your car, put your hands up. I said, I got him up. I said, I'm unarmed. I don't have any weapons. And the guy's got, I heard him cock it in there the first thing. And then all of a sudden, four other cops are pointing guns at my head. I'm going, oh, shit. And they're arresting me, folks. And, oh, he had a gun, she says. They found no gun on me. I didn't have a gun on me. Anyway, that's what they claimed. But they took me away because it was an FBI agent. Oh, and she had witnesses. I said, great. I got all the FBI witnesses. The other trolls, wait until the license plates pop up. Well, they're in trouble. But anyway, it cost me about $500 when it was said and done this week. I didn't appreciate that, and I didn't appreciate them coming to my home and doing all the stuff while they kept me in a jail cell for about, probably about 7 hours. So anyway, Jim, that's part of being a whistleblower. That's what happens. This kind of shit all the time with me.
It is, Stu. You're a very big target because you want to whistle very loudly, and I think everyone appreciated hearing that very responsible account of what happened, my friend.
And I'll tell you something.
Sorry, it's not going to be the last time.
No, it won't be, so I'm going to have to do something in federal court, which I have someone to do that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to blow it apart. Now, here's something else. My dad had a cell phone. And after my mother died, him and I rented a house together. And so, anyway, we were there until he got put in a nursing home. Well, prior to being put in a nursing home, all of a sudden I'm in the backyard on the telephone with somebody or doing my radio program, whatever, and I see that he called my number. So I go inside. He's got his phone set next to him. I say, what do you need? You just called. He says, I didn't call. And that happened 2 or 3 times. So when he was in a nursing home, he said his flat screen was dead. Something's the matter with it. I couldn't get it to work. Never could. So I took it out of there. But they had another TV, and they put that in there. And later on, I take him back to his room, and we plugged the TV or his phone in. He said, well, where's your charger at? And he says, just plug it in. It's in front of the TV. So I take the phone over there, and getting ready to plug it in, and the zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz Well, I took his cell phone from him. I busted it up. Later on, his granddaughter gets one in her name for him. And Jim, I went and took his cell phone from, because I moved into another facility, another nursing home, and I took his cell phone and I went back and called all these phone numbers around there. And I started with the latest one that had called him, or he called him, one of the two. And they were all this something recovery assists. And he didn't owe any money to anybody. And they're calling him, and I'm calling all these numbers from all around the United States. And they keep saying, something recovery assists. I'll have it up on my site, folks, soon. And with the phone numbers. And then I called about six of them. It's all recordings. Same thing. Then I started getting this, Monet, how are you, Monet? What's up, Monet? Monet, is that you, Monet? Kept calling me Monet. I just kept clicking, hanging up. I go down through there, and all of a sudden, someone comes up and goes, this is Monet. I said, Monet, this is Stu Webb. I said, you're going to go to jail soon. They were using this phone to target him, Jim. The battery hadn't been, the thing hadn't been plugged in and the battery was dead. Now, Otis Johnson, Super Spook, said as long as you got a chip in there, they can triangulate you off of cell towers. And that's how they're doing it. They were banging him with that on that phone intentionally. He went to the hospital recently. His knee, from the knee to the ankle, was black almost on one leg. And they were trying to get infection down because it's nursing home and abuse out there. Understaffed and underpaid is what the problem in these nursing homes are. But the point is, his other leg was infected. But he was at the hospital, and he didn't have a cell phone around him, Jim. And his leg turned back normal. Went from black to normal color within 3 to 4 days.
Oh, that's
bad.
Fascinating.
So that cell phone's buried.
What you've been through, my friend, and it's great that you share it with us so we can have the vicarious experience and know things that are hazards out there in the environment and threats to our lives that otherwise we might not appreciate.
I'll tell you, man, the games that they're doing on all of us. I mean, look at what they did in Sandy Hook to you. Oh, my God, Jim. That was false flag to the max. I was right behind you checking stuff out. It was coming up accurate. And you put out the truth on that. And what'd they do? They bring the false flag actor to sue you? And Alex Jones does the fall?
There are a lot of ironies here. I'm still fighting the good fight there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm making a request for reconsideration to the appellate court. I'm feeling, you know, if I can find a court that will actually look at the law and the evidence, I think I'm in great shape. The problem is that I don't believe I've been given one heretofore. So
no, you haven't been. You haven't been. Alex Jones, in my opinion, set you up. And because you offered it proof and evidence, but he took the hit intentionally. And now where does he get the money? Oh, they pay it through. And guess what? Now we got the thing all messed up for Jim Fetzer. That's part of the troll game. Part of the game, folks.
Go down on the time. Very interesting, Stu. Very interesting.
You know, that Gunderson in him. I mean, Gunderson was bad news. I mean, he put Michael Reconosciuto in jail for 28 years. He was 23 years sentence, but he served 28 years, folks, before he got out. He was the one that took in's law and put the trap back door in it. He was a genius, Jason Society clown. Anyway, but he worked out there at the lab and all the whole bit in California, the secret underground. But anyway, they were always picking on him, but Michael and others. But there's always the trolls out here, and there's always the game being played by these people. All the time. Now, Jim, you gave a
real
good,
pleasure, friend.
Accurate
a further
rundown.
Final
buddy.
Thought?
No, I don't. I just say I thank you very much. If you have any final that you want to say, remember, folks.
Well, I just say I have released for free all of the presentations at my false flag and conspiracies convention held on the 5th and 6th of December. Everyone can have access to them now. Go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com. There are 24 presentations. Falseflagconspiracies2020.com. They're all available to you for free. Check it out.
Okay, Jim. I thank you very much. I thank you for coming on with me. And
my
remember,
pleasure,
remember
always.
Jim, I'm in agreement with you. The day, folks, they come to get the guns is the day to use them. I'll talk to you all later. Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Stu.
Bye.